Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're tracking the 2024 election process from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Pursuant to Rule 40D of the Rules of the Republican Party, I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson announcing that former President Donald Trump is formally up for nomination as the GOP presidential candidate. Earlier, after a long buildup, Trump announced on social media that his running mate would be Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. At one point, Vance had sharply opposed Trump, even calling him America's Hitler. But the freshman senator went on to prove his loyalty, insisting the former president actually won in 2020 and serving as an attack dog on cable news, as he did before Trump was found guilty of fraud in New York.
What was the Russia collusion hoax? It was about destroying Donald Trump. This ridiculous New York fraud case, it's about destroying the guy's wealth before he reenters the Oval Office.
In Milwaukee for the RNC, former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says he has a lot of faith in the new ticket.
I think there's an opportunity for this to be the strongest presidential ticket of our lifetime.
One big question is how well the Ohio senator with working class roots will do in the Rust Belt swing states. And the selection of Vance is taking some by surprise. Michigan delegate A.J. Dodd says the pick caught him off guard, but he says he quickly came to see it as a smart strategic move.
It kind of took me by surprise because I felt Youngkin would probably get it. But when I analyzed it, I think it was really genius. Only because I think, along with Trump's business experience, Vance is going to bring a younger, more vibrant generation.
Vance, a lawyer, author, and venture capitalist, is 39, much younger than either presidential candidate. Michigan delegate Matthew DiPerno says voters in that state will be energized by him. DiPerno says Vance would make a worthy torchbearer for the Make America Great Again movement.
Voters across Michigan, I think they'll get excited about J.D. Vance. He's young.
All right,
a conservative. And I think he will be someone who can carry on Trumpism even after Trump is out of the White House in 4 years.
In the convention hall, Trump's support seems total and control of the party entirely uniform. Georgia Congressman Rich McCormick has praise for him as a campaigner.
He's masterful at keeping the focus right where he wants it. And now he's our nominee. If we're going to win, we got to get 100% be behind him. We got to sell what we're trying to accomplish, which is wins on the elementary things.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.